Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
It's really true for every player. You know, I mean, you really are happy no matter who the player is when they're out there, if they haven't been out there. But certainly true for your quarterback, certainly true for our quarterback. You know, Lamar is our quarterback, and he's our guy. So having him out there is great. It's exciting. And, you know, we're excited for the opportunity Thursday night to go down there and play. We created an opportunity this week by winning last week. And really, that's what it is, an opportunity this week. And we have to go play our best football against a team that did the same thing. I mean, they went up to Atlanta. They played inspired football. They've had two great defensive efforts in the last couple weeks. Well, I think it's a short week travel. You know, it's you're not very far out of the game, 72 hours or something like that, and you're getting on a plane and traveling. And that's the biggest challenge. Yeah, he's looked good. We're just talking to him about learning the defense. He felt like he was picking it up quickly. He kind of appreciated the way it's organized. He thought it was something he could learn well. That decision hasn't been made quite yet. That's something that we're still talking about.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, a couple of days ago met with the media, talking about things relating to his team. Playing tonight, 8:15 at Miami, 7.5-point favorites over the Dolphins. Carl Lawson.
Yeah.
Who they signed a couple of weeks ago on the practice squad right now. And as you heard the head coach say, Vinny, getting acclimated to schemes and things, but with a huge need for a pass rusher. He had 5 sacks last year for the Cowboys. Roster move has not been decided officially yet. But when they kick off tonight, is Carl Lawson going to be in the lineup for the Baltimore Ravens?
I can go either way, Bob. I mean, if it was Sunday game, I would say absolutely. But because it's a Thursday game and basically walkthroughs, I don't know. You know, and the ball comes out real quick. What you want for this game is you want rushers up the middle. That's where you want your pressure, up the middle. So I don't know. I mean, I could see it either way. And like I said, if it was Sunday, I think absolutely, you know, or maybe they say, you know, next Sunday. But hey, if they lose tonight, next Sunday doesn't really matter.
Exactly.
So that's kind of the thing. So I'd go all hands on deck. I mean, if he kind of has a feel, hey, we're just going to use you in this package, learn these plays, you know, to rush the passer or do whatever. But Ajabo gives him nothing, you know, so I would play him.
Yeah, Tua's been sacked 16 times. But to your point, gets rid of the ball. Prone to the mistakes, threw 6 picks previous two games.
Yeah.
He had 4 touchdowns last week against Atlanta, to his credit. But all hands on deck. All 53 players on the active roster, which Lawson's not on yet, are healthy and ready to rock and roll tonight. And we heard John talking about Lamar Jackson, who's the most important piece of what they're trying to do, not just tonight, but for the rest of the season that they're trying to salvage right now.
Lamar's the key, you know, and I just hope, Bob, that, you know, he's not rusty. He's going to show some rust. That's the thing. And I hope he comes out and has an awesome game. But if he does have some rust, you know, maybe we see some rust, Bob, on the deep balls and some of those types of things, some of the timing stuff. But if the O-line's blocking, it doesn't matter. If the O-line is doing their job, Bob, doesn't matter because they're going to get some gash run plays and stuff, and then play action pass and those things come available.
Yeah, we'll get into the stats later in the show, but Miami not real stout stopping the run this year.
No, not at all, Bob, and their D linemen don't get off blocks that well. You know, so if the Ravens O-line can just sustain blocks, and that's what they haven't done, is sustain blocks. Stay on your man. Don't let him off so quickly. That's the problem. And these linebackers for Miami, Bob, 6 foot, 235 pounds. You know, I mean, the 25, he leads the team. Dotson, he leads the league in tackles with 85. But he's not a big guy. And he would have trouble tackling, you know, Henry.
410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. It is game night. Ravens 7.5-point favorites at Miami. Two disappointing teams. Ravens more disappointing because Dolphins weren't expected to win the AFC East. Buffalo was, and New England actually is in first place. But the Ravens, and we all were in it, we were drinking a purple Kool-Aid based on past successes. AFC Championship game 2 years ago. Last year, heartbreaking loss in the divisional round against Buffalo. I mean, when Lamar plays, the Ravens win. And they were losing when he was playing. Yep. But the defense, and it's the key, and we'll get to keys later on in the hour, but if the defense can at least be acceptable, Vinny, they don't need them to be top five. Just be top 15.
Yeah.
With the offensive capabilities here now that Lamar's back, then you could get on a little run here for sure.
Well, what would be good, Bob, is if they can stop the run. You know, which they've historically been spectacular at. And that's one of the big things. And I think with Roquan back, and then I think Buchanan's better than anybody that Roquan had playing with him last year. So I think that'll be good. And then with Hamilton up inside, I think that helps the run stuff. So if they can be really good against the run, because then, you know, you're not second and four, third and two type things. You know, all of a sudden you try to run it, you're second and nine.
You want to get Andy Cat and your predictions for the game. We'll do ours later in the show. I'm feeling really confident about victory, but that usually means that, you know, some sort of chaos could ensue. But it seemed like a team that played with a different energy against Chicago, and that was minus Lamar. Now that he's back, but it's, again, I don't want to keep stressing this point. What about the D?
Yeah.
I mean, because Achan's a stud.
Yep.
But then again, if you look at them, and we'll do the stats later, as I said, they're not exactly running the ball for 180 yards a game. You know what I mean?
No.
He gets his splash plays, but as a team, they're not a big running team at all.
No, it's because their O-line's got issues, too. That's their problem. Like I said yesterday, Bob, I mean, their right guard came from Cleveland's practice squad, whose O-line sucks, you know? So, yeah, they've got their issues. Bob, I'm going to be extremely disappointed if Travis Jones and Jenkins don't dominate inside. I mean, their center is a good player, but he's 6'1", 295. You know, so, I mean, these dudes got 60 pounds on the guy. So, you know, I mean, if he wants to get the, you know, because he's a good athlete and he gets position on him. But, I mean, if you're 50 pounds more than another guy, I mean, he ain't knocking you off the ball. And you know what that's going to mean? That's going to mean your linebackers are going to get a chance to run free quite a bit.
And maybe Teddy Buchanan has another monster game. And yep. More importantly, Roquan Smith has a monster game. So the Ravens tonight taking on the Dolphins. Both teams coming off wins. Both teams trying to rebound after disappointing starts to the season. And for Mike McDaniel in Miami, maybe trying to save his job. Not tonight, because we've been talking to Miami people this week, yeah. Benny. if there's going to be a change, and unless they make the playoffs, there will be. It won't happen until the offseason.
Yeah. Sounds like everything everybody has said, Bob, exactly what you're saying. They're not changing anything till the offseason, because when you really look at it, what's it do? You know, it really doesn't do much. If, you know, firing a coach during the middle of the season and what? You know, I mean, UCLA, they're going to come back to life. You know, you get a bump for a couple games.
Yeah, and point is, too, with Buffalo and New England, you're not chasing them. You're trying to hold off the Jets.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, right. Yeah, there's going to be a change in Miami. But for the Ravens, they are now, once again, based on the last 2 weeks for the Steelers and Lamar's return, the Ravens are now the odds-on favorites to win the division. Well, goes to show you how bad the AFC North is, quite frankly.
No question about it. No question. I mean, Pittsburgh's defense is awful. Cincinnati's defense is awful. Cleveland's offense is awful. You know, I mean, that's where you're at. And you know, if Pittsburgh loses to Indy and the Ravens win tonight, you know, I mean, you're a game out. And you got to play them twice.
Yeah, so things are wide open for the Ravens to make some noise here, but you got to win tonight. They're one-game seasons, all playoff games, as we've talked about. So if you want to get your predictions in, now's the chance. A total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, pause for text line. Nolan's waiting for you. Get your votes in. It's starting 11 o'clock for Featured Artist Friday. World Series game 5 last night. Yusavage was dominant. Trey for the Blue Jays. 12 Ks, no walks, 7 innings. Schneider and Guerrero right off the gate. Back-to-back off of Blake Snell. So it's 3-2 Toronto. So they take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. Chavez Ravine goes back to Rogers Center tomorrow night, where Kevin Gausman has a chance to close things out as the Blue Jays look to win their first world championship since 1993. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. Orioles next year will be the Blue Jays this year. I mean, like, just getting in the playoffs.
Right.
I don't know if the Orioles are going to get to the World Series. We'll talk about Mike Bordick. Talk to Mike Bordick about this 11 o'clock. But just getting in the playoffs, I'd be happy with. But Toronto, remember, they were last place in the division last year. Their young guys got better or played better this year. They did spend a ton of dough on free agents, and some of that starting to come to fruition. Maryland football hosts Indiana on Saturday, getting 21.5. We'll talk about that with Jim Smith, AD of the Terps, coming up at 11:30. But Ravens predictions coming up next. Vinny, Haney, Nolan, Total Request Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stay here on the Fan. And how tough they're going to be to stop now, and we'll get to the stats again, as we said later. It's not the Ravens' run game of years gone by where they rate statistically in the NFL. But now that Lamar's back, Henry's coming off his best game since the Buffalo opener. And now Keaton Mitchell, 34, getting a little run here, no pun intended. I mean, it looks like that this Ravens run game could be ready to break out just a little bit.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the best part about it is, you know, when Henry's in there, it just seemed like, all right, you hand it to Henry, there's eight in the box, and, you know, he's got to run through two or three guys because there's always somebody standing in the hole. You know, then they brought in Mitchell, and you put an eight in the box, and all of a sudden, you know, he's outside and out the gate, you know, going for 25 yards. And then you can't do that kind of stuff. So I think you said yesterday, Bob, put them both in the backfield together, and then are you going to stack the box, or are you going to, you know, spread it out a little bit? So it's going to be – they have another tool, you know, to use. So they have a lot of weapons. And but I think – Bob, I'll be really disappointed if Likely doesn't have a big game tonight. I think they need to really interject him into the offense. You know, the things that he does well, just get him the ball. You know, it's like Zay. You want the ball in his hands. Why? Because he can make people miss. Why do you want the ball in Likely's hand? He always makes yards after the catch. Throw quick screens. Throw, you know, throw the quick five-yard hitch to him or whatever. Because Andrews doesn't run with it much anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, need to get Likely involved, because then that opens up things. They have so many, with Lamar in there, they have so many options now, you know? And I'm kind of anxious to see, you know, because now all of a sudden Todd Monken has got, I got all my guys back, you know? And it's all going to come down to the offensive line. That's what it's going to come down to. They got to block. Especially in the pass game for Lamar. I mean, 15 sacks in the three games that he was there. That's you know, you can't have that.
Unacceptable.
Happen. Totally.
Let's get out to the phone. Sports at 583-1057. Game day. Ravens 7.5-point favorites at Miami. 8:15 kickoff. What do you think, people? Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Good morning.
How you doing, dude?
Thursday. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. I know you got a bank of calls. Not going to yammer or anything like that.
Take your time.
Keep it brief. Keep it simple. You know, not saying any names. People like to yammer on here, and, you know, that's just not my style. I like to get in and out. I've been calling professionally for 20 years, so let's get to it.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Ravens, when I got off the phone yesterday, Vinny wanted to know what I thought the record would be after I said I thought they would be 4-13. Now, it could be early. Could be the Bears, you know, celebration and hype that you finally got one. But, you know, everybody is locked in. And with all 53 saying that they practice and everything, I think anything other than a dominating win today will be very disappointing. That's just me and my opinion. But I also want to ask Vinny this question as I get off the phone. It's kind of off topic. What you see what's happening with LSU right now is a complete and utter mess. I've never seen anything like that in my life with the governor possibly, you know, getting involved. So I want to know, Vinny, as I hang up the phone, like, how do you see LSU playing out? And just with the bank of college football openings that's out there, because, you know, well, mainly let's just focus on LSU with the governor getting involved and the board of trustees. How do you see that playing out? Because it's not a, you know, good sign. And also, do the governor reacting had anything to do with that buyout? Because it seemed like, you know, that buyout, you know, Penn State taking it in stride, but Brian Kelly and them got him in a tiffy. What's your thoughts? Have a good one.
Well, Adidas bought out Franklin, you know, at Penn State. So here are the state, the people got to pay.
Louisiana State, he's a state employee.
Yes. Yeah, he's a state. And when you look at it with, I mean, if I'm Lane Kiffin. Let's just use Lane because he's probably the guy.
Ole
if
Miss.
He wants. So if I'm Lane Kiffin and you got the governor, you got all these people, you got there's a lot of people involved, and there's going to be a ton of pressure on you to win, you know, right away. I mean, if I'm him, I'm kind of happy at Mississippi. You know, I don't know
or
that I'd want
Florida's probably going to be creeping around.
I don't know that I'd want to go into that mess, Bob, if I'm a, you know, they're going to give money. They're going to give, well, the way it sounded, they're going to give money to pay players is what it sounded like to me. Whatever you need, we're going to go, you know, you're going to go be able to go buy, you know, like A&M does or Texas Tech does or Ohio State. You know, you're going to be able to spend $25, $30 million on buying players. So takes a special dude to go in there, I think.
Yeah, they won the national championship 2019.
With Ogeron.
With one of the great college offenses, for sure.
Spectacular.
Of all time, led by Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, running back for Kansas City. Edwards-Helaire. I mean, they were loaded, and they had Patrick Queen among others.
Yeah,
that was one of the best teams we've seen. But Ogeron got Cundiff 2 years later, and Brian Kelly makes it 3 years plus. I mean, needless to say, they're not bleeping around.
No,
in Bangletown, Bayou Bangletown.
It sounds like reading all the articles, Kelly never fit there.
Well, he came out with his fake Cajun accent right out of the gate, where you knew he was doomed from the jump.
Yeah. And people at Notre Dame hated him. You know, I mean, to me, LSU didn't do their homework very well.
Well, Brian Kelly is out. LSU looking for a new coach. Lane Kiffin appears to be maybe the fancy diamond that they're all going to chase.
Him and Marcus Freeman are there like a couple of the names.
Yeah, and Marcus Freeman, I would just call Brian Kelly, be like, "What? Nah, I'm good. I'm good here in South Bend." Let's get out to the phones. Ravens, take it on the Dolphins tonight. What's your score prediction for this game? I'm feeling comfortable. Then again, I'm usually wrong. Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, what's up?
Gentlemen, good morning.
How you doing,
good
man?
Good morning.
10-7, I'm telling you guys, it's coming. Do I dare say 11-6 is the final?
Nah,
for,
you're getting crazy. You're getting crazy, Brian.
12-5? 12-5?
No. Well, I mean, they go to Green Bay, correct?
Yes.
And they go to New England, or is New England? New England's,
New England's here.
I think those will be tough games. And
there's,
you know,
always the
Pittsburgh,
clunker in there that you don't expect to.
I still think 9 wins it.
I agree with you. I think 9-8 is what's going to win it, but I think they're still going to be 10-7. I'm sticking to it.
I hope.
I'll get my case of beer from you guys if I'm right.
Oh, word. So, we'll drink it together.
We'll get together. Down there at Pickles come baseball season.
Oh, no doubt.
As far as score prediction, I think it's going to be 34-14 Ravens win, and I think what's going to cause it is I think the running game is going to be on fire tonight, but I think the reason why is because with Lamar back, Dolphins defense is going to think he's a loaded gun, ready to just throw down the field. And I think that's going to create some space on the line, give Henry some room, and also get Keaton Mitchell in there. I think I got Derrick Henry scoring the first touchdown, but I wouldn't be surprised if you get him at the 2-yard line and Lamar wants to take one in for his hometown. So I'm just excited to see Lamar back on the field and a full 53 on the field as well. So hopefully I'm not staying up too late, only getting 3 hours of sleep for nothing.
All right, Ryan, appreciate it as always. And even if they do, to his point, and I'm expecting a double-digit win too, how much do you take from, it's the Dolphins?
Well,
I mean, they haven't really thumped anybody yet this year.
Yeah, but all I would do, Bob, if they win, his was 34-14. If they win 34-14, or they just win, period. You know, all right, we've got two. We got 10 days off, you know, to get ready for the Vikings. So we started, we're making progress. You know, we're starting. They haven't won two in a row this year.
All year.
Yeah. So, you know, all right, let's just keep them focused. And when they're focused, you know, and let's keep getting that O-line better. I think the whole key to everything is going to be the O-line. And then if they got to create a pass rush, then they're getting pressure. you know, on a quarterback, because if they're not going to go trade for anybody, then they're going to have to create it because they're not getting it, you know, just one-on-one battles.
When we come back, Vinny's Keys to Victory. Back to your phone calls after that at 410-583-1057. You want to get in, now's your chance to do so. 11 o'clock, Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, talking about the World Series. Toronto, one game away from their first world championship since 1993. And the Orioles have a new manager. So we'll get Bordy's thoughts on that and more here on this Total Request.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thursday.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Ravens tonight taking on the Dolphins. Thursday Night Football, you heard during Joe LaCroix's update. Start of week 9. Niner! NFL season, Ravens big favorites here. Lamar Jackson is back. Ravens are as healthy as they've been probably since, even more healthy, because Isaiah Likely didn't play in the opener. He was out for the first few weeks. This is as healthy as they've been all season long. So I'm assuming victory is in hand. But then again, Vinny, you got keys to achieving said victory, because if they lose, tomorrow's going to be fun.
Yeah, number one, I got stop 17 and 28. Waddle and Achane. You know, 28 on screens and outside runs. He's got great speed. Waddle likes to run in-breaking routes. They like to run play-action pass and hit him on those slant routes. He caught a, you know, slant route for a touchdown last week. But, I mean, other than Waddle and Achane, there's nobody else that scares you. You know, so if you shut them down, if you hold them, if you limit them to very little, I don't know what he's going to throw interceptions, probably. Number two, tackle well. The ball's going to come out quick, and their O-line is not good. So they need to tackle well. And like I said, Achane, they like to throw him the ball real quick, you know, out of the backfield or behind the line of scrimmage. Got to tackle him. Got to tackle him. Same with Waddle. You know, Waddle, when he catches it, got to tackle him. And then Malik Washington is another guy they like to get involved. Number six, a littler guy, you know, that they'll use on some sweep, jet sweeps and stuff. But, you know, just hit him. Number three is pressure Tua. He panics. He's a rhythm thrower. When out of rhythm, he panics. Make him pull that ball down. But I think that one of the biggest things will be inside pressure. He's 5'11". you get inside pressure with Jenkins and Travis Jones, then and they get their hands, he'll have a hard time seeing, you know, and then he'll have to pull the ball down. And you'd like him to scramble right. He's the left-handed quarterback. You'd like to have him scramble to his right. So get him to, because if he throws one, more than likely more are coming if he throws one.
Oh, he's a bulk pick thrower.
Yes, he is.
10 on the year.
So just don't let him get into a rhythm and get comfortable. And you know what else helps with that is jamming those receivers at the line of scrimmage. Number four, O-line win the line of scrimmage. They need to win the line of scrimmage. And just sustain your blocks. Just sustain your block. Just stay on your block. And then be able to combo up to the linebacker. Their linebackers, 20 and 25. They're both 6 foot, 235 pounds. So combo up. You don't have to crush them or anything. Just get your big body in the way. That's gonna be key. And then in the pass, you know, they got some guys. They got 15, they got 2, they got 44 are their pass rushers. And 15 seems to be the best. You know, he's right now watching the film, he seems to be the best. Chop Robinson's got some outside speed and stuff, and Chubb has 4 sacks. So he could create some problems, but with 15, they'll put him over to guard. You know, look for them. I mean, Anthony Weaver knows the O-line, so he knows which guys he wants to go after and stuff. And I'm guessing that they'll probably leave Stanley alone, I would imagine, and then put somebody, an athletic, quick guy on Filele. I'd put a powerful guy on Voorhees and just drill him straight back. Number five, rush for over 150 yards, and then 7 explosive plays over 20 yards. Can they get that? Sure. I think they should be able to get that, you know, easily. I'm not a big fan of their secondary, although Rashue Douglas, 26, he's their best guy back there. But they struggled big time with McConkie with the Chargers because of his quickness, because he created a ton of separation. Now, if he's quick, then Zay is like super quick. And then the other corners, I don't think are great either. And I think Bateman, with the routes that he runs, he's going to be able to create separation also. I don't think their safeties are all that great. I don't know that they're going to play a ton of man coverage. But in the zone stuff, get the ball to Likely. Get the ball to Likely and let him run. Now, with rushing for over 150 yards, you know, I put it on the low end. I really want him to rush for more than that. And I want to see, you know, Derrick Henry get some clean breaks up inside, you know, where, boom, the O-line comes off and then they're comboing up to the linebacker and you're to the safety. That's what I'd like to see. And don't be shocked if Keaton Mitchell pops one through from the in between the tackles, because he can do that also. How much Lamar runs tonight, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, he may be a little nervous because, like he said, he's never had a hammy before. So he probably, you know, if he takes off and runs and it feels good, then watch out. You know, that's kind of what I think. And then last but not least, Lamar be Lamar. And if Lamar's Lamar, they're going to be running it. They're going to be throwing it. They're going to be scoring a lot of points. Then it's going to be up to the defense. So just Lamar be Lamar. And for Lamar to be Lamar, we got to go back to number four. O-line's got to win the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And that's in the pass game, too.
Let's not forget, Lamar, before the injury against Kansas City, was having a monster season. Mm-hmm. Over 70% completion percentage, 10 touchdowns. Only one pick, which was thrown in that Chiefs game. Your predictions for this one. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. It's Total Request Thursday. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Talk about the Orioles' new manager, the offseason that is upon us, and the World Series, the Toronto Blue Jays. Bordy used to play for the Blue Jays, so I'm guessing he's got a rooting interest here. Whip around 11:15, and then Jim Smith, AD, University of Maryland. Hey, the men's soccer team, I think they're number one in the country right now. Basketball starts Monday against Coppin, and then Maryland football, a humongous game, homecoming against Indiana on Saturday. Gaming in here on the Fan. Could be a long night for that Dolphins run defense, which isn't that great.
They have to defend a whole field now, where when Cooper Rush was there, all they had to defend was between the tackles, basically. You know, so it's much more difficult now for a defensive coordinator to defend, because now all of a sudden, you know, just like last week, the receivers were excited to play because, you know, Snoop Huntley gave them a chance. And just look at what, you know, the mobility gave them. I mean, won the game basically for him. I mean, if that would have been Lamar, he would have been hitting his head on the goalpost on the one. But I think it's going to be a tough challenge for the Dolphins, just because, you know, with Lamar in there and his ability to scramble and move and run, you know, you got to play a spy now. You got to do different things. So it became real difficult for Weaver.
It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. We're going to talk to him next hour, so stick around for that. Ravens big favorite, 7.5. Against the Dolphins, your score predictions. Get on in here at 410-583-1057. Go to Joe and Woodbury. Joe, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, I only called in because I heard y'all mention about some school going to turn that down. Going to have the money to pay $25 to $30 million. And I'm sitting there thinking about, man, you couldn't give a kid a hamburger back in the day. And Bob Wade got in trouble for giving Rudy Archer a ride.
Yes.
Y'all remember that?
No, hell yeah, I remember that. And they were selling some swag down in it. He got in trouble for lying to the NCAAs. That was
right
BS
now,
is what it was.
Hey, you see all these commercials asking you for $19 a month? By next year, schools might even be asking you for $19 a month. You know, we'll take it off your debit card. Because the way it is now, you know, some teams go to these conferences, and then I think we just heard about what conference just signed a big major deal with one of the networks. It's all about the dollar, man. I mean, I'm just saying, and for all these years, schools been making money, but they making way more now. And then we talk about the NFL being in bid with ESPN. They got their own sports book. When will the NCAA get in bid with the sports books? That's what's going to be coming next, Bob, and all this gambling and stuff that's going on, because it seems like the people got money, can't get enough of it. They got to have more and more and more, and I think it's just in men generally, some men are only measured by how much money they can get, Bob, and that's a doggone shame. You brothers, take it easy, man.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. Hey, look, you got a FanDuel right now and bet on college. And put a daily fantasy team together with college players. I mean, it's already there. The big problem, and we talked about it last week with Jim Smith, and we'll talk to him bottom of the hour. Now the NCAA is going to allow college players to bet on professional games?
They put a timeout on it right now.
Oh, they did? They got a little 20-second TO?
They did. They for like 30 more days for them to kind of,
I mean, come on.
You know, we can ask Jim about it, you know, but yeah, they put it on hold for a few days.
Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, what's going on?
What's going on, Vinny and Bob?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. I'm pumped up, man. We're the first game of the week. We get our star player back. We are in much better shape than we've been in, Vinny and Bob.
No doubt.
I'm taking a page out of your book, Vinny. Defensively, I don't think we got to overthink defense against these guys. They run simple but very competitive plays. You know, they're competitors out there. Minimalize the yards after catch for the Dolphins, and that's a good start to this game defensively for us.
Yeah.
Lamar's going to absolutely get it going. I'm saying 38-10 Baltimore.
That's a puffy pants, yeah. Kevin, in Ellicott City. Thanks for the call. Are they expecting rain in Miami tonight?
No. Sunny. What did we hear? It was sunny and 80 during the day. 67's low. Ooh. No humidity, I think, is what they said. So it'll be a beautiful night in Miami.
Yeah. 38-10? Again, it's about the Ravens defense, man.
And
38 on the Ravens offense? I can see that.
Yep.
But can they hold them to just 10 points? Let's get back to the phones. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, 11 o'clock. Go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, what's happening?
Hey, how's it going? I just want to talk about the game and the rest of the season and the World Series.
Yeah, go ahead.
The game I got is close to the last caller score. I got is 34-10. The rest of the season, like some people think we can run the table, Bob, every 50 years, a Baltimore football team has to do something like this. Remember the coach?
Yeah,
the
I do.
Started off 1-4 and ran the table.
Yeah, every you and I were at that reunion. Yeah, I saw you there. Yep.
Yeah, every 50 years we do. Now, this World
I don't know if
Series,
I can make another 50, to be honest.
Yeah.
This World Series, I still like the Dodgers, even though the games are in Toronto, because I think overall the pitching staff is a little bit better. There's no more saving. I mean, this is the end of the year. You might see Dave, Steve, and Hershiser out there. There's no more saving, pitch counts, and all that old stuff. It's go for broke now. I still think the Dodgers can win the last two games. Do you think they have a chance in Toronto?
Oh, sure they have a chance. I mean, they split when they opened the series there. But, you know, to your point, I mean, if there's a guy laboring, the quick hook is happening. I mean, they're all hands on deck. Kershaw, Sandy Koufax, Dave Steeb, Jim Clancy. I mean, you name a guy, they're pitching. I mean, it's all about that. Dodger bats have kind of gone sleepy time
yeah,
here.
No doubt.
The last couple of games. Yeah. And Toronto's probably like, man, this thing should be over. We should have won this in L.A. But Vlad's coming out hot. He would be the MVP, I would think, if they win it. But there's still two games left to be played here.
Yeah, I'm just in any event, I'm really pulling for Game 7. Like I said, we need a
always fun.
We need a class against. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, Tony, yeah, thanks. And the one against Seattle was brilliant. The ALCS Game 7. Yep. Difference, though, he mentioned the Colts of 75. The year before, they were 2-12, and they were predicted to finish last in 75. The Ravens were one of the Super Bowl favorites, so it's a different. Difference, and Burt hadn't established himself yet as an MVP guy, which he would become. Lamar's already got two in the bank and should have won it last year. So I hear what you're saying coming from these deep holes, but different scenarios for sure. Nolan, we have time for another call? Yes, Nolan gave Samaj a thumbs up. Samaj and Gwynn Oak, what are you doing?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy game day.
Yeah, man.
It's all good. I'm going to go Ravens, but I first got to toggle right off the World Series. I've been thoroughly entertained. I've missed more than I've watched, but what I've watched, I've been really, really entertained. It's been a great World Series so far. Two Goliaths, best two in the game, going heads up. One great pitching staff and a supposedly great lineup against another team that has a okay pitching staff and a great lineup. And guess what? The great lineup is winning, and AL East is repping once again. So I think Yamamoto will win six. That dude seems to just be lights out, earning every penny he's getting. And then it's going to be game seven, and we'll see. So can't ask for a better thing than any championship series game seven. So hopefully we'll get that, and that'll be that. Now, as far as the night goes, fellas, and, you know, I'm just going to say prayerfully for the defense, the staff and all the players will keep rolling. We'll keep the progress and the cohesion and the chemistry that we saw Sunday. We'll keep it going. But my bigger concern is with Monken and the offense. Now, I love Monken's offense. I've been watching since he was at Georgia. Great offense. But the man just sometimes drives me crazy with his play calls. I mean, dude, if it's third and short, run the freaking ball. If they got 8-9 in the box, get creative. Call a timeout. If it's fourth down, I don't care what the analytics say. If common sense don't say, go for it, punt the ball, kick a damn field goal. I just want him and Harbs to just be sound in the common sense arena as far as when to call a play at the appropriate time. Other than that, let's go Ravens. Let's get back in the groove. Lamar, do your thing. Don't stay away from hero ball all the rest of the season. Just stay away from the hero ball. Just do your thing. Let your skill shine. Let your acumen shine. Let your maturity, let your growth shine. And do you and take us to the championship. I want to celebrate in spring, damn it. I want to parade downtown, damn it. All right, other than that, guys, I appreciate you. And thanks for taking my call as always. Peace and blessings.
All right, Tamaz, same to you. Celebrate. If the Ravens will win the Super Bowl, what's second week of February? Mm-hmm. Then the Orioles will be in spring training. Hopefully Mike Elias will put together a pretty stout roster. It could be a fun 2026, because 2025 kind of sucked ass right
now. No doubt. No doubt about it. You know, and I'm surprised, you know, Todd gets a lot of slack. I'm guessing the ones that got me were like the two tush pushes in a row, you know, and Henry had just run it down.
Even Harbs had said we probably would revisit that one. When we come back, we'll shift gears, talk some baseball. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, Orioles' new manager. Like Mike, he's from New England. Now, Mike doesn't, hey, where's the car at the bar? Sounded like Cliff Clavin over here. But we'll talk to Bordy about that and the offseason that needs to be for Mike Elias to get the Orioles back in the postseason. And we'll also talk about this World Series. We've had a couple of epic games. Toronto, one win away from their first championship in 32 years.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.